There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor. Moldova is a republic. It is nestled between Ukraine and Romania on the Black Sea Basin border. It is threatened by the Russian Federation. I welcome Ivana Stradner of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy to help me understand this story. Most recently, a nation of 2.5 million, the second poorest in the whole of the EU, has advanced another step towards joining the EU. It is not a member of NATO. It is a country that's been handed back and forth between Romania and the Soviet Union, at least for the last 100 years. The people speak Romanian. Right now it is a democracy. It's a democracy that's vital to the region. It's on the Danube, and it's in trouble. Ivana, a very good evening to you. Why is such a lovely place that wants to develop for its people in trouble? What's happened? Good evening to you.
Good evening, and thank you very much for inviting me. So when it comes to Moldova, it's a truly fascinating place. And many people in the West haven't probably even heard of it prior to the full-scale invasion, when actually Putin, not directly, but indirectly, basically threatened the future of Moldova. And basically, you know, Ukraine is not the only European nation whose sovereignty has been threatened by Russia. And the reason for that is that the Kremlin has exploited tensions in the country to stabilize and to divert basically Western attention from Ukraine. I believe that Moscow appears especially intent on punishing Moldova. What you just mentioned, a small nation that is wedged between Ukraine and Romania. And let's not forget that Romania is part of the European Union, but also part of NATO, which is a dream come true for Putin to challenge NATO just below the threshold of war. And the reason why Putin wants to do that, it is to punish Moldova for its political independence and refusal to basically toe the Russian line. And in February, Putin repealed even a decree recognizing Moldova's independence. And those escalatory basically reactions to Moldova's continued pro-Western alignment, what we just saw just recently with opening new talks with the European Union, they have raised, you know, numerous concerns whether Putin might actually have his eyes on Moldova. The thing is, Moldova is one of the poorest European countries, and Moldova has struggled to truly overcome Russia's provocations. So, for example, Russia has been blackmailing Moldova because Moldova had like an energy dependence on Russia. Also, Russia has been using cybersecurity efforts to challenge Moldova. But even Zelensky, he revealed that his nation intercepted a plan for the destruction of Moldova by Russian intelligence. And Maia Sandu basically confirmed the plot, describing a cool scheme involving like a military trained people disguised as citizens from a range of pro-Russian countries, basically attacking government buildings and seizing hostages. That was the idea. That was the plot that Russia planned to do. But Moldova luckily was able to defuse, you know, such things. So that's, for example, you know, one of the reasons how Russia has been trying to destabilize especially the part of Transnistria, which is a breakaway region in Moldova run by pro-Russian leaders, that is basically houses around 1,500, you know, Russian so-called peacekeeping forces. And Moldova has done a remarkable job. I have to admit, I cannot tell you how much I value and I respect President Maia Sandu. It's not easy to be Putin's neighbor, especially when you are a small and when you are an armed country that is not even a part of NATO or the European Union. But nevertheless, Maia Sandu, she genuinely put Moldova on the European path, make sure, you know, to work very, very closely with Western and American allies. So, for example, even Alan Shore, who was a pro-Russia leader of the Shore Opposition Party, who has been convicted of, you know, fraud and money laundering. He's even living in exile. And even last fall, he tried to mobilize thousands, you know, protesters to demand, you know, Sandu's resignation. So I have to tell you, as of today, I do believe, because I've been writing a lot on Moldova, that as of today, the situation is much better than, let's say, 2 years ago or a year ago, but still Moldova is on the Kremlin's menu to destabilize it. And that's why I firmly believe that we need to pay more attention to the country, even though it's a tiny country. And I understand, especially now what's with the Russian war in Ukraine and what's happening in the Middle East, that maybe, you know, we do not have enough energy to focus on a tiny Moldova. But I do believe that that's one of the that's exactly one of the reasons that Putin is counting on, that he would be more than happy to use whether Moldova or whether Armenia, Azerbaijan, or whether the Balkans, or, you know, opening a new front that is just below the threshold of war to challenge the West.
It's impossible to believe that in a negotiation with Ukraine, which is possible now, given the rejection of Kyiv's requests in Washington and Brussels simultaneously, a negotiation would include Russia's ambition for Novorossiya, which stretches from Kharkiv to Odessa. It's impossible to believe that Russia could claim the Odessa Oblast and leave Moldova sitting there as a member of the EU or NATO or neighbor of Romania. Moldova has to be my nominee for most vulnerable nation in Europe. But I mentioned that all of the Western Balkans, all of the Black Sea Basin is now at risk. I believe that's the opinion you and your colleague, when you posted in the New York Post this piece about Moldova, Jason Smart, I believe you think everything's at risk. Is that correct? We have about a minute.
So Jason and I wrote that Putin's goal, the only way that he can win this war is to buy more time. And the best way to buy more time is actually to make sure by opening a new front that the West will do nothing. And whether Moldova, whether the Western Balkans, whether what's happening right now in Latin America, Venezuela, Guyana, or what's happening in the Middle East, or between Armenia and Azerbaijan, all are hotspots for Putin to actually use in his game against the West.
Moldova, a small republic, a poor republic, 2.5 million people. They speak Romanian. They're on the Danube River, and they're on a shopping list in the Kremlin. Ivana Stratner, Research Fellow, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. Jason Smart, Special Correspondent, Ukraine's Kyiv Post. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
There's still time.
time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.